The joy of living.
Toys for Tots.
Is in the giving.
Toys for Tots.
Happy birthday, Lou.
What's going on?
Are you 39 again, Lou?
No, I am not 39 again. I am 17 again.
All right. Lou, it's a big day. The kickoff of Toys for Tots at the Sovereign. It's the official day.
Yes, it is. I'm excited.
We have
We got props and pump sheets.
Woohoo!
We're going retro, baby. We're going retro. Right back to old roots.
What can we bring, Lou? What can the public bring?
The public can bring a Toys for Tots.
There you go, Lou!
Toys for Tots! It's very easy.
Do you have the bins?
I have the bin as we speak.
Did they?
Phone call reminded me to get the bin.
did somebody help you put it together?
Well, no, I think I can figure it out. Nothing that duct tape and a hammer won't settle.
There you go, Lou. Well, awesome, and we expect a big crowd today. A huge crowd is going to just assemble.
Well, I'm shooting for a record crowd myself. I would like to see 7 people here for the Bears kickoff.
With toys in hand, of course.
With toys in hand, yes.
Awesome.
Yes, indeed. And who are those toys for?
Toys for Tots, Lou.
Toys for Tots! There you go, Kamish!
And this is going to culminate on December 3rd. I'll plug it right now. The Red Line Tap up in Rogers Park. The Telepaths and White Wolf Sonic Princess host the Toys for Tots benefit, our yearly event. And Lou,
I have to say thank you for that because I've been telling everybody December 6th. Okay, so everybody that I've been telling December 6th, it's December 3rd.
I'll tell you what, Lou, I'll bring a couple posters today. You can hang
them up. That makes life so much easier.
All right. So, Lou, last week I named Alshon Jeffrey the player of the week, and this week he is suspended from football for 4 games because of performance-enhancing drugs. Lou, what's your opinion on that?
I mean, if it really was a supplement,
well,
come on, guys, you're my, Jesus.
I always say you need performance before you need performance enhancement.
Well, that's another thing. I forget which commentator said it, but someone said he should get his money back. But
exactly. But
I bet they're paying him to keep his mouth shut about what supplement he took.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yo, dude, don't tell anybody it was ours here.
Well, it's so funny because they had an article about it, and I guess in every football locker room there is just a shelf full of that crap, you know, and you have to look over at every ingredient. I don't know.
Well, don't they hire people to do that in the NFL?
Apparently, but that's what they have a shelf in each locker room that the preparers make, and apparently Alshon went off the ranch for that one.
There you go. There you go. He went to the white hen.
The white hen. Well, let's go into your bear of the week.
Simple bear necessity.
My bear of the week.
Yes.
It's going to be.
Yes.
And I hate to say it.
Yes.
Cutler.
Ah, J.J. Cutler, good old number 6.
Yes, yes. I don't see him throwing for 100 yards.
It's inevitable.
He might get knocked out in the second half. So coming from a New York Giants standpoint, I got a player in the way he has to be Jeff Cutler.
The thing about J.J. as he rides into the sunset is that... you know, I don't think you could put a team around him. I think they've tried every combination of trying to get him a team, but he simply cannot. There's that X factor, Lou.
Top Brady has. Off the front line.
Eli Manning has, Peyton Manning has, but J.J. Cutler does not. Lou, I'm going to go to the offensive line for my Bear of the Week. Good old number 60, Cornelius Edison. I just like his name. He's out of Vanderbilt, second year man. Do you like Vanderbilt?
Never been there.
Ah. Where did Jay Cutler go? Did he go to
Vanderbilt?
He's another Vandy guy. You're right. Holy cow. That's wild. All right.
Careful. Jeff, line your picks.
You know what? You know what's funny, Lou, is that you know, I actually promoted Cornelius Edison, and my alternate pick was J.J. Cutler. So we were right on line there.
Well, of course. It's that place for cat synergy.
There you go. Just like Lou, I guess we can go your question of the week unless you have a sandwich.
No.
All right, well, one more
no
time.
No sandwich for you.
One more time, Lou. Promote the hell out of this thing, and then I'll give you the question of the week.
December 3rd, the culmination of Toys for Tots, which starts today, and it's December 3rd, not December 6th, at the Red Line Cap.
All right.
Start here and there.
Lou, your question of the week, what's your favorite adult toy?
The television.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Come on, Stony Week, and go team!
Come on down to the Sovereign today, Toys for Tots. Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. This week, Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored for Toys for Tots. The Marine Corps benefit every holiday season. Lou kicks it off today on his birthday at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him, Lou, happy birthday to you!